As we just heard, the president did not discuss the post-Katrina rebuilding last night.
Youth Radio producer Brett Myers watched the president's speech in New Orleans with the Robinson family last night. They were among the first families to return to the Ninth Ward after Katrina hit. Brett recorded the reactions of the dad, Robert, the mom, Angelique, and their 14-year-old daughter, Angelica.
Madam Speaker, the President of the United States
He didn't say anything about New Orleans and Katrina. I'm Robert Robertson, the father of the household. I feel like he should have talked about that. This city is still suffering, and the government haven't made any significant inroads to help us. We're still trying to recover. But he made promises that I don't see being kept. And it need to be addressed because this city will never get back on its feet without all New Orleanians who are displaced by that storm. Without them being here, New Orleans will never be New Orleans again.
And because we active students are performing better in reading and math, minority students are closing the achievement gap.
My name is Angelique Robinson. Being a mother that once taught in the New Orleans public schools, I would want to have more dedication to the education, because I believe that the better your education is, the better you are for the society or for a community.
My name is Angelica Robinson. I'm 15 years old. Instead of just touching on it, like how he touched on the No Child Left Behind policy, I would have made it a top priority, just like he made the Iraq war and things like that a top priority. Maybe talk about there's a lot of people dying because of drugs and just stupid murdering and stuff like that.
For years and years and years, we've been lied to about those levees being safe. Every year, those levees have been inspected by the Corps of Engineers. And every year, we were told that those levees were strong. And a lot of people believed it. And who is the Corps of Engineers? The government. And maybe he didn't want to talk about that because, you know, the government is directly responsible for what happened down here, especially in New Orleans.
Tonight, I ask the Congress to authorize an increase in the size of our active Army and Marine Corps by 92,000 in the next 5 years.
He just should bring the troops back home, because it don't make no sense for other people to die in a war, in a senseless war.
And it's like all these people dying. I mean, does life mean anything? I mean, how many more people have to die? You know, and that can't be the right direction if you're having people dying.
But many Americans cannot afford a health insurance policy. And so tonight,
I own my own business. I have a small operation, and I don't have health care for my kids. You know, if one of them were to take sick, I'd have to bring them to, like, a charity hospital or a public hospital, you know, to get them taken care of. Because insurance is not affordable. And just like I feel like the government should get into disaster relief insurance, I think the government should get into health insurance and drive down the payments that you would have to make for insurance so everybody could afford it. You know, I'd love to get health insurance for all of my children, but it's just out of my reach.
That was the Robinson family from New Orleans, and the piece came to us from Youth Radio. That's a journalism training and production company.